Google Chrome's open. And I can hear all the clicks off the episode. When Google Chrome's open...
Brother, this guy stinks!
Nah, some of them have been good. I wish y'all could see my screen, because right now it's just a stream of just OBS tabs. Going into the abyss forever. But you don't see that, and you don't care. So, yeah, existentialism. I don't really need five secrets to a happy relationship. You know, website, I think I'm good. You know, I think I got it. I have a pretty good one. So,
good. Ew.
Can this go away? What?
Ew, what the heck? Why? Ew.
Let me mute this tab before the ad starts playing. No free clout.
No free clout.
Okay, where did the question start, though? Okay, if free will is an illusion, are we cogs in the greater machine? It's going to be a long episode. No. Well, I mean...
Impressive. Very nice. Let's ask the capitalist.
It's a bad question to ask an American, huh?
Yeah. If free will is an illusion, how exactly would free will be an illusion?
There's a lot of ways, I guess. Like, you know, if you work like a 9-to-5...
I mean, it's true in the sense that there are things we can and cannot do and should not do. And, like, you know, you're right, like, clocking for a daily 9-to-5, but, like... You have the free will to go not go. You can quit or find a new job.
It's all about morality, you know? I mean...
But if free will is an illusion, are we cogs in a greater machine? No. I think if free will were to be an illusion, you would serve no purpose on Earth.
Yeah, I can... Maybe you already don't. That. Yeah, I mean, we podcast, like, so...
Yeah, we're the lowest tier of human being. It's like if free will didn't exist, if free will was an illusion, you would just be nothingness, just floating around in space.
Yeah. How do we measure our lives when time is subjective? I don't really think time is subjective, though.
I think it's talking about, like, you know, relativity. In that case, I guess accomplishments.
I guess, yeah, what you do with it, you know.
But I would think of it as, like, in this scenario, time is not subjective. What's subjective is how you value the life that you've lived. What do you value? Is it achievements? Is it money? Is it experiences? Is it love? You know? Is it how many times you've 100%ed Super Mario Sunshine, John Michael Casey?
How many times has he done it?
We probably don't have enough hands to count, honestly.
Okay.
He just does it for fun. He could do it. He's like 40th or 50th. It's like top 50 or something in the world in speedrunning it. So he can do it. Really
he could definitely clean that up and be higher, I think.
It's hard. Speedrunning is hard.
It is. Can art be defined? So I love using this argument when no one agrees with me.
Art's subjective, bro. No, art cannot be defined.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, I think it can.
For narratives?
Yeah, for narrative ball purposes.
I mean, I think it can be defined in certain cases. Like, when people just, like, draw a line and hang it up in the museum, I'm like... No, that's a piece of shit.
I don't know. I think it's contextual. I just think I swallowed something there. What? It's subjective. Like,
it is.
I think it's contextual, I think. I think there's some art that can be and there's some art that can't.
But for the most part, it is.
Is suffering a necessary part of the human experience? Apparently. Apparently it is. Except it's necessary? No, because like,
well, what's your definition of necessary?
Because I'm okay, let's be real. Like, normal Americans, yeah, every normal American suffers, right? Like, we struggle. But like, those guys are like, are born rich. And it's like, they only suffer mentally. Like, they don't, like, it just depends on what kind of suffering you're talking about. We're talking like mental health suffering, or we're talking like financially, like actually struggling and to live day-to-day life. Because those are two different things. So it just depends. Do I think mental struggle is part of the human experience? Yeah, it is. I think everyone, it is for everybody. But like the physical struggle, not everyone goes through that. So it depends.
But everybody struggles in some regard or another.
This actually, I kind of like this question. If you didn't know your age, how old would you be? Kind of like that. This is like the first decent one I've actually thought about.
I would say like 19.
Yeah, I'd say somewhere like 20, 21, 22. Like around where I am now. Like I'm pretty in tune with myself. Like those people that are like, oh, I was born in the wrong era. Come on.
Shut up.
Come on.
I feel like I've wasted a lot of time.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people feel like that.
But I don't feel like it is taking a negative toll on me. Like, I could feel older for that, and some people probably do. But, like, I feel younger than I actually am. I feel like I look younger than I actually am, too, so that contributes. I look like a goddamn 14-year-old. So, I'd say 19.
Okay. Are human beings inherently good?
No.
I think it's just too general. I think some are, some aren't. Like, I don't think you can group human beings and morality and just one big group. I think it's just person to person, you know?
Yeah, that comes... That answer is determined by people. You can't just say like, yeah, all humans are good, and you know, this world is sinful, so that makes us evil. Like, no, that's not how the world works.
It's too general for me. So I think some are inherently good, some are inherently bad. Is knowledge inherently valuable, or must it have a practical application?
All knowledge is valuable.
Because sometimes random knowledge can save a life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
But then that would be it having practical application.
No, I disagree. Because, like, if... Okay, yeah, in that scenario, yes. But, like, if you only use it once, like, is it practical? I wouldn't say so. I don't know if you disagree.
I just think knowledge is power.
No,
I don't.
Is knowledge inherently valuable? I would say yes. Maybe not like extremely, but yeah. Like it's, but even if like, okay, having the knowledge, there can't be a negative to having the knowledge, right? At least not like in terms of practicality.
There's no downside to knowing. Yeah.
Unless
it's something you don't want to know.
I guess, yeah, but, like, I'm assuming they mean knowledge and, like...
My girlfriend's cheating on me.
I'm assuming they don't mean knowledge like that here.
Well, all knowledge is knowledge. But it's still valuable to, like... Okay, like, yeah, even if it's a piece of information I don't want to know, I can use it to move forward, you know? I'd rather know than not know.
Right. Should humanity have a goal?
Even if my girlfriend is cheating on me. Then I can use that information. But I'll never have to, because I'm alone.
Should humanity have a goal? No. I think goals are individual things. At least, okay, normally. Unless you're, like, you know, on a team or play a team sport. Like, yeah, then there's a collective. But usually goals are individual.
Yeah, but this is, like, an ultimate goal sort of thing. Like Nirvana sort of thing.
I don't think so. I don't think one.
I mean, religion would tell you yes.
I don't think we could ever religion agree would on tell it. You,
as humans, as a whole people, no, there's no way. But like, you know, Christianity would tell you the ultimate goal is to get to heaven. Right. You know, Buddhism would tell you the ultimate goal is nirvana. So on and so forth. So, but there's no way you can get everyone to agree. And humanity implies, you know, like of this life, and heaven is not this life. So this with the ultimate goal being, you'd be, you know, live a life good enough to get to heaven, but then not everyone subscribes to that.
Yeah.
So even if the answer was yes, the next question would be what is that goal? But I think the answer is no, because it's like going back to, like, you know, what makes life valuable to people. Everybody defines what a good life is differently.
Yeah.
I think the goal would just be live a good life by your standards.
And that's the thing, when you add your standards, and that's going to just, you know, everyone has different standards. So it is what it is. Can both destiny and free will exist simultaneously? I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. I don't know if I'm a big, like, destiny believer. I think destiny, believing in destiny is just like a kind of like, it's just easy. It's like, oh, well, you know, this was always going to happen. But like, I don't know, maybe.
It's like when you're playing a video game, right? When you're trying to complete a mission, like, you can go from point A to point B, but you can also like go on a side quest or do these other things. Like, you have free will, but I think eventually, if you believe in destiny, you can get to that point. But it doesn't have to be without free will.
I think, I think they both exist at the same time. I'm okay with that.
I think I'm not a robot going from point A to point B.
Yeah, there's a point A and a point B, but yeah, you could take many different ways to get there. So. Babies and children are assumed to be innocent. When do people stop being innocent? I think it's different. I don't know.
When they commit sins, when they do bad things.
You're committing sins as a child constantly. I don't know, man.
I mean, I would think a baby is adorable until they yak on me.
I don't know anymore. I guess it depends on the society. I guess in America, we've decided that, like, once you hit, like, the teenage years, it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. You know? Like, no one's looking at you with the innocent, you know, like, kid anymore. But I don't know. I don't know if there is a certain point, like, in actuality.
I think it's just when you start committing things that make people not like you, regardless of age.
I would agree with that. I agree with that to a point. Because I think, like, obviously fucking toddlers and children are going to do shit that pisses you off, but, like, you shouldn't just fucking hate them. Like, unless, like, okay, I get it if it's not, like, your kid, but, like, you know, you can't just hate your, like, two-year-old because they did some shit. Like, they're two-year-old, man. My three-year-old cat is joining us. He's chilling. Is poverty inevitable or just a result of corruption? So the cool thing in America is this is actually a political debate. No, you know what? I do. No, I think if the world wasn't actually corrupt, I think things would be fair. So no, I don't think poverty would exist if there wasn't corruption. Like, if things were actually fair, I mean, there would still be, like, levels to wealth, but I think definitely more people would be better off, you know?
I think poverty is a result of certain economic decisions just built up over time.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely policy.
In any system that allows people to get ahead of one another, people are going to get left behind. It's that simple. And I don't think this is a capitalism problem. Poverty exists everywhere. But capitalism is a system that allows for people to get ahead of other people, and when those people get left behind, they get left behind.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. It's like in the capitalist system, it's like once you're left behind, that's like kind of how it stays. It's very difficult to catch back up. But yeah, I mean, the thing. Okay,
and then corruption can be introduced, right? Like the rich people don't want to pay more taxes. That could, you know, balance things out. And the rich people are the ones making those decisions, so they're never going to be paying taxes.
Yeah,
the
that's
people in the middle class are paying taxes.
I think, in an American point of view, there's more work to be done outside of corruption, but I think it would help. Like, there is a ton of corruption.
Not be corrupt.
Like, if you took out the corruption in America, there would still be big, like, economic problems because of just how shit goes. But they could get there. Is it possible to know if you're doing the right thing? No. No, it's really not.
Yeah, that stuff's all sort of.
So, okay, I think that's contextual. I think there's some decisions in life that are kind of obvious.
Like, don't kill people?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm unemployed, you know, do I want this job that was offered to me? Even if it's shitty, like, look, in the United States, man, especially at this point, you get offered a job, yeah, I take that. I think in some cases, there are just some decisions in life where you just have to, you just got to do it, even if it's tough. Is happiness a right or a privilege? In the United States, it's a privilege.
I think anywhere it's a privilege.
Yeah.
But, so here's the thing. Everyone has a right to be happy, but not everyone's
able to.
It. That's the difference. Because even people with everything kill themselves.
It's true. Thank you, virus and
Robin
threat
Williams,
protection.
one of the most beloved actors ever, kills himself. Anthony Bourdain got to travel around the world and eat exotic deep meals with like incredible people. In incredible places, killed himself. You know, like these people can have everything and not be happy. They had the right to be happy, but they didn't have that privilege. So it's more of a privilege than a right, in my humble opinion.
What's more important, ends or means? It's a very moral question. I think there are some situations. I think, again, this is contextual, but I think overall I'd say the means.
They say the ends justify the means.
They don't. Well, yeah, villains say that in video games.
I think it's probably the means from a moral perspective. Like, Qatar made all that money from the World Cup, but who built this?
Did it justify, like,
how many people died?
Yeah, did it justify all the people dying? And yeah, no, I don't think so. I think in general, it's always the means. Like, just over in the 99% of the time, it's the means. What makes something beautiful? Anything could, in theory. It's just, that's all just personal preference, though, and what's beautiful and what's not.
Yeah, it's subjective.
Does life have a purpose?
No.
So I'm gonna say this. You as a person yourself have to give it. Because if you don't, if you don't give your life a purpose, then no, it won't have one. But you can give it one.
I'd say on a cosmic scale the answer is no.
No, but you can give it one. Like, yeah, yes. Dude, of course we don't actually fucking matter in this giant fucking universe. We don't even know how fucking big it is. No, of course not. But that doesn't mean you can't make yourself matter.
100%.
Is life made stronger by hardship? Yes. 1,000,000%. If you go through hardship and you come out the other end, you will, to some level, be stronger.
Stronger, yeah.
100%. Every time. Even if you're traumatized and you need help afterwards, and I'm not saying like that's a bad thing, but like you will be stronger to some level, to some degree.
Yeah, it's like they say, you know, there's no such thing as failures, only lessons.
This is a good one that we can crack jokes on. What is one thing every human should get to experience in their life? A Super Bowl.
Yeah, would be nice.
No.
Probably just happiness.
Yeah, I was going to say happiness. I mean,
genuine happiness. I would say love, but, you know. Love only leads to heartbreak, so.
Are we given enough time? Depends on how you use it.
I think it's a possible question to answer, because some people aren't. Some people are.
Yeah, I think that's too general. Do our lives exist entirely in reality, or are they also made up of constructions? Both.
No, it's
I think it's both, man. Why not? Why can't it be? I think a lot of people just make up their own constructions all the time, but they still like live in reality.
Well, but that's not big R, you know, capital R reality.
No, but like
now you can ask the question, what is capital R reality? You know, I don't know. Everybody's experiences perceives the world in a different way. Sensationalism, you know? But I think, is the question asking like for my reality or for our reality?
It just says in reality. So I guess the general what reality is. And I say it's both.
I say there is a one. I say there's a one capital R reality that we all live in, but we all experience it a different way.
Yeah. Okay.
And we choose to experience it in different ways.
I'm all right with that. Is there a difference between living and existing? Yeah. Big time.
Yes.
Big time. There is a huge difference. And I mean huge difference. Because I've done both.
Yeah.
And I can tell you it's different. Both too. And it's definitely different. Living without a purpose. See, living is just living without a purpose. Existing is when you have that purpose. There is a difference. There's a huge difference.
I'd say it's the other way around.
Living, you're right. I definitely mixed them up, but point stands.
Like, you know, how you doing? You know, I'm alive. I exist. That's good enough. But like, are you alive? You know, are you living life? That's the difference.
What marks the beginning of life? So in the United States.
That's a great question. Don't ask that question to Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott.
It depends on, I mean, I guess it doesn't say sentient life. I don't know. You know?
I say it's when you exit the womb.
I think it's, I think that should be left up to our politicians.
old men.
Old white men. And
wives that hate them.
Yeah, definitely. That's who should be deciding when life begins. What marks the end of life? Is it death or when everyone who remember us is gone? And that's a good question. I think it's both. I think those are different things, but they're both significant. Like in Coco, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like no one's ever really gone.
Yeah. Can you ever have full control of your own life? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you can. What is the?
I mean, obviously, like you know, there's, if you subscribe to the idea of God and stuff like that, he's kind of controlling you. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just kind of depends. What is the location of the soul? I don't know.
These things in my chest, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, what's that? What's that movie where the dude's soul comes out of his mouth? Is it Harry Potter?
Maybe. Could have been. Do people exist before they were born? Kind
of inside your chest.
Do people exist before they were born? So in the United States.
No. No. I don't think so.
Ooh, what is more real? How you perceive yourself or how others perceive you? We could do a whole episode on that question.
I was just thinking about this.
I think, I don't know. See, I don't know the answer to that.
It has to be how others perceive you. Yeah. Just because of the sheer number, you know? Hundreds of people perceive me, but only one person perceives myself.
But the only person who can really accurately to a T perceive you is yourself.
No, because people have like body dysmorphia, right? Like, so a really skinny person with body dysmorphia could look in the mirror and see that they think that they're really fat, right? But I could look at them and be like, no, you're skinny. Now, granted, me telling them that they're skinny is not going to fix their problem, but
no,
who in that scenario has the more accurate, you know, perception of what's real? I do.
Yeah. That's fucking tough. I think it's
how other people perceive you.
That's tough.
That's really tough. Because, I mean, you know, you could also think something super highly of yourself, but everybody else could hate you.
It's true.
Now, in your reality, you're the man. But in, capital R reality, you're a bum.
That's tough. Is it scary to think we are the most advanced forms of life? Or there could be, or we could be among the least advanced? I think it's objectively scarier to think we're the least, one of the least advanced.
Yeah.
Because, like,
if we're the most, then, like,
then what do we have to be afraid of? If we are one of the most advanced forms of life, then what are we afraid of? But if we're one of the least advanced, there's a lot to be afraid of.
Yeah, it's on. I think we are nowhere close to the most advanced, but we'll see. Or we won't. You know, who gives a shit?
Not in our lifetime. That's other people's problems. Is personal reflection and deeper thinking a bad thing? No, definitely not. It's bad to not do it, honestly.
Yeah, it's good to be introspective.
Oh, man. Can this period of reflection bring me to a more positive place? Yeah.
Probably. If you allow yourself to.
These are just like, okay. Funny existential questions. Let's see how many times I laugh. If you expect the unexpected, does that make the unexpected expected? Technically.
Yes.
Technically, yeah.
Is it interesting question to ask on Chick-fil-A Friday.
Is it immoral for a vegan to eat animal crackers? Funny.
So it's these kind of funny questions, huh?
It's a hot dog sandwich. So now here we go.
Oh my god, how many times have we had this conversation?
It's not.
4 years.
It's not, man.
It's not.
It's its own damn thing.
If it has its own classification, it's not. Holy crap.
Why isn't it dangerous for walk-in restaurants to have a drive-in window?
Okay, that's kind of funny.
All right. This one's just, if I hit you with a dictionary, is it verbal abuse or physical assault? Physical assault.
It's physical assault, dumbass. Fuck you.
They say exercising for an hour a day adds an extra hour to your life. But are you really adding anything if you spent that hour exercising?
No, it cancels out.
Oh, man. It kind of, yeah, I guess. If it's bad to be at the right place at the wrong time, is it good to be in the wrong place at the right time? It depends.
Yeah, it depends. If you draw, can I record this and go viral?
If you draw a white circle on a white piece of paper, does the circle exist? Yes. Just can't see it. If quitters can't win and winners never quit, why do we tell someone to quit while they're at
it? I don't know, that's Tom Brady.
Damn, that's nuts. Before we had sliced bread, what was considered the first best thing? Probably the wheel.
The printing press?
Maybe.
I don't know, what came first?
The wheel was top 10 inventions. The wheel.
Well, when did sliced bread become a thing?
1900 sometime, I think. Animals have consciousness, do birds consistently choose who to poop on? Maybe.
No,
because they're not really looking. They just like shit, and then it falls, so I don't think so.
They're not looking down. They could give a shit less. They're going about their biz.
Is it possible to be standing backward on a staircase? Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. No, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
I don't think it. VAR checking for possible standing backward on the staircase.
There's no such thing as a only up or only down staircase.
No, it works both ways.
Yeah. Great question.
If everyone thinks life isn't fair, is it fair to say that life is actually fair? I mean, got a point.
Yeah, I guess it would be fair.
I mean, right? If everyone thinks it's unfair, then like we're all kind of on the same playing field, right?
Yeah, it's a fair game.
If you purposely failed to succeed, technically, if you went out to fail and you failed, then yeah, I guess.
Ask the, Chicago White Sox.
Who let the dogs out? Who? You're not funny. Actually, some of these were pretty good. It's probably one of the funnier articles I've read.
Nice.
It's one of the funniest articles I've read right there.
It was good. I liked that one.
Are your successes your own, or are they accumulation of what others have given you? The answer is it has never actually been your own. Ever. Successes are always have other people involved, no matter what. No matter what you think. No matter, like, if you're like, ew, I'm self-made now. Somebody helped you. Even if you don't realize it.
Yeah, but so in that case, is it possible to ever truly do anything on your own?
No, not really.
Yeah, because I guess like if I build something, I bought the parts from somebody, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like Iron Man built this in a cave with a box of scraps.
With help.
Yeah, but the terrorists gave him the box of scraps.
True. I mean, I meant the help was more like, you know, the, what's his fucking name?
Yensen? The Persian guy?
Tony doesn't live without Yensen.
No. He got the shrapnel out of his heart. Well, he protected his heart from the shrapnel.
Given the chance, would you want to know how your life will end and when it will happen?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
I've always said no.
No. How would knowing when you're going to die affect how you live your life? In every aspect. Because I would only live around that fact. That's why I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Can your existence be replaced? No, it definitely cannot.
No, I'm him.
I'm that guy, so... Are there any upsetting truths you've been ignoring? Fuck you. Okay.
How dare you?
Okay, fuck you, first of all. Second of all, yeah, probably. Even if you don't realize it. Because you live normally having never told a lie. Yeah.
Probably?
I mean, yeah, I guess. Would you be a different person if you had a different name? Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
I mean, on the surface, yeah, but like, is that going to change who I am? Is everything about me because my name is Rosa? I don't think so.
If you could become immortal without the option to end your life, would you? No. Definitely not.
No chance in hell.
I've seen Logan. I know how this works.
If you focus solely on what was going well in your life rather than what was going wrong, would things get better or worse? I think it depends. Now, hold on here. I think that depends. Because, like, if you're ignoring, like, oh, yeah, I'm 6 months late on rent, then shit's going to get worse. Okay? Like, if you don't pay the fucking, if you don't pay your fucking bills and shit, yeah, shit's going to get worse. But, like, you know, it depends.
It'll get worse both ways because there's no such thing as your life being all good. And there's no such thing as your life being all bad. The balance is what's key to progressing. So you have to be fully conscious of both.
Is it more important to advocate for yourself, your family, for your community, or the world at large? I think that's contextual to the moment.
I think it depends on who you ask.
It does depend on who you ask, but in terms of like how it should work, it should be in the moment.
For me, it's like myself and my family.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's times where you have to advocate for yourself. There's times where you have to advocate for your family. There's even times, sometimes you have to advocate for your community. Now, the world at large is a little different. Because, like, if you advocate for the world at large, you kind of constantly have to. At least in a serious matter, if you're going to actually make any change. Yeah, that's right. Caring about things when they happen is not going to help anything. Yeah, your face just dropped. But yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the moment. Are the standards to which you judge others the same standards which you use to judge yourself? Should they be? Should they be the same?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't know. I think that can lead to some pretty bad shit. I think that can lead to some pretty bad mindsets, you know? I don't know. I think judging other people, at least on a consistent basis, is just bad for you. Because the truth is, you don't really know that person. You don't know what's going on with them. Hell, I mean, sometimes you'd be judging people, and you're like, damn, I wish that was them, and they look at you and think the same thing. It's like, you never really know. What activities make you feel the most alive and in touch with your humanity? Don't ask Patrick Bateman this. Don't ask Patrick Bateman this. I don't know. I've never really thought about that. I've never really questioned my in touchness with humanity, probably because I'm not a reptile. But I know for, like, you know, reptiles, then yeah, you know.
I mean, probably, I don't know, it just depends on who you ask. It's hard to just know.
Would you rather feel out of this world or part of it?
Part of it?
I guess part of it. It's not really any benefit to being filled out, you know?
Yeah.
After you die, how do you want to be remembered and for how long? I don't know. I don't know if that really matters to me. You know, like, thinking about it, it's like, eh, you know? It's like, not really any of that stuff,
You don't want to leave a legacy?
I mean, it just depends on the circumstance of you know, how my death goes. Like, if there's no one left, like, if I outlive people, then, I mean, at least the people I care about, then, like, I already don't have a legacy. You know what I mean?
This is literally the plot of Banshees of Inisherin. Like, would you rather be Mozart or just some random guy? I'd rather be Mozart. I want people to remember me for something, if it's in a good way, you know. Like, in 50 years, are we going to remember O.J. Simpson as one of the greatest running backs of all time, or O.J. Simpson?
We already don't think of him like that. He ain't even dead.
Yeah, but okay, fair enough.
Real quick, I do see the differences between a Sigma and Alpha male. So let me go ahead and... the must-know differences.
I can't wait to see what this is.
Let me see here for a second. But this is a long article. Assertive versus aggressive. Sigmas typically assert their opinions and desires in healthy, considerate ways. While they can be assertive, they're rarely obnoxious about it.
Oh, really?
Alphas can be a bit more aggressive and may sometimes cross the line with their personal relationships. Great. Sigma males are a lot more private than alpha males. The alpha derives confidence from being at the top of the social hierarchy, so they must be around other people to feel their best. Common wisdom insists that the Sigma males are more quiet than alpha types, and it's true. Since Sigmas don't court or crave attention, they tend to be lower key. Don't be fooled by silence. Some of the most skilled, ruthless, domineering alpha men choose their words carefully and no one to shut their mouths. Great.
Who wrote this shit?
Sigma men easygoing versus competitive. Sigma men tend to be successful, but aren't ferocious about winning. Furthermore, I can't believe you just whipped out the furthermore. Come on.
Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks.
Furthermore, they're not usually concerned with taking credit. For Sigma's the work is the thing. Alphas, on the other hand, crave competition. For them, there's nothing quite as satisfying as winning.
Consider talking to a member of the opposite sex, if possible. Or
bro, are you kidding me? Independent group oriented. Alpha males typically prefer to work and operate in group situations, not to collaborate, but to dominate. Sigmas usually do fine in groups, but they're more independent. Oh my god. Confidence is tricky to master. One step over the line, people see you as arrogant. And yet, cultivating confidence is always worth the effort. Because a well-balanced sense of self-esteem does wonders for your mental and physical physique. Sigmas typically strike right at the balance of approachable and arrogant. Alphas are more at risk of becoming cocksure instead of confident. Okay. Sigmas are always more introverted than alphas, always. We're not saying sigmas are friendless. Many maintain deep, long-lasting ties. They're usually not the life of the party. You tell me the sigmas are the guys that are scrolling through the weather app and shit? Am I a sigma, actually? At this whole time?
The scrolling through settings to sigma male pipeline.
Alphas, on the other hand, are front and center in every situation, professional and personal. God. Avant-garde versus traditional. Alpha men are typically more conservative. Really? I think anyone who follows this shit is. Like, who lives like this? Alpha males thrive in hierarchical environments. Yeah, maybe when they're at the top. Jesus. Indifferent and engaged.
This is hard to listen to.
This is shit. I'm just like reading it and it's like... God. This is garbage. but we did tackle some pretty deep issues here today. I think I'm now going to go paint fun. And cut my ear off.
Thank you, Vincent.
But, yeah. Hope y'all are...
It's always fun to get deep.
Well, I think that's about all we got here tonight for this episode. So if you enjoyed We Are Pro Pod Show, I'm Ms. Beeriz, ITSPRIZZ. Roz is Rosie, your double underscore. And what is... Mm-hmm.